Seriously stir up a guy if you have no intention of pursuing a relationship with him? Is it loving to tease someone with your attentions and affections if you have no desire to fulfill any hopes you may arouse in him? In our opinion, showing a sincere love and respect for others allows no room for acting as if you are interested in being sexual with a guy when, in fact, you are not. It is said that actions speak louder than words. But we can never discount the effect that words alone can have on other people and on our own integrity. James chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Likewise the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire." If you want to avoid setting a guy's lust aflame and to keep your own passions in check, do yourself a favor and choose your words and actions wisely. Show your interest in a particular guy with an appropriate glance, smile, or friendly comment. But be sure you are not stirring up desires within him that should not be fulfilled until marriage. Myth 3. I need to have a boyfriend to feel as if I am somebody. Having a boyfriend will solve all my problems. Newsflash. If you think you need a boyfriend, you are not ready for a boyfriend. Contrary to the movie scenes you may have witnessed, where one character declares to the other, "You complete me," no human being can ever complete another. Only God can complete you. Yet many young women try with all their powers to find that special someone who will make them feel as if life is really worth living, as if living as a satisfied single person isn't possible. If either of the above statements describes you, we have some advice for you. Do yourself a favor and get a life. Not the fairy tale life you are dreaming of, where you meet a wonderful guy, fall in love, and live happily ever after in La La Land. You need to be living in reality and recognize who God made you to be, and then do your best at being that person. But what if I don't like who I am, you may ask? Perhaps you feel awkward, shy, or even ugly. Perhaps you desperately wish you could be someone else. With God's help, you can learn to accept the things you cannot change about yourself, but change the things that you can.